Hello, you are listening to English Waves, and it's time for more famous French. This time, our subject is one of the most prolific French actors in history. He appeared in Topaz by Alfred Hitchcock, and is probably best known for his roles in Italian classics Cinema Paradiso and Il Postino. He is the late, great Philippe Noiret. Noiret was born in the northern French city of Lille, in October 1930, his father Pierre was a clothing company representative who wanted his son to get the best education. Noiret had a mixed time as a scholar, despite attending several prestigious schools in Paris, such as Lycée Janson de Sailly. He failed his baccalaureate on numerous occasions. So instead of pursuing the academic route, Noiret opted to study theater. He trained at the Centre Dramatique de l'Ouest. His talent could be seen early on, and he toured with the Théâtre National Populaire for 7 years, where he met his future wife Monique Chaumet. After a number of well-received stage performances, Noiret wanted to do film work. He made his screen debut in 1949 with an uncredited role in Gigi. In 1955, he appeared in La Pointe Courte by Agnès Varda. Noiret soon picked up a few second leads and he became a familiar face on the French screen. However, his star truly began to rise when he was cast in the 1966 picture A Matter of Resistance, which also featured Catherine Deneuve. Noiret then became a star following his performance in Alexandre le Bienheureux. Although Noiret was usually cast as an everyman character, he didn't shy away from the more controversial roles. He played one of the main characters in La Grande Bouffe, which is a film about suicide by overeating. The film caused a scandal at Cannes in 1973. In 1991, Noiret was cast in Jean Braspa, in which he played a melancholy old homosexual obsessed with young men. As Noiret got older, he started to appeal to a different audience and he began to play more avuncular characters in foreign films. His roles in the critically acclaimed Cinema Paradiso and Il Postino saw his French-speaking voice dubbed with Italian for Italian audiences. In the latter, he played the exiled Cuban poet Pablo Neruda, who arrives on a tiny Italian isle and befriends a simple postman. Noiret died from cancer in 2006 at the age of 76. By then, he had appeared in more than 100 films. Stay tuned to English Waves.